WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneervoice.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan voters will not be deciding this November whether they want all city council members to be elected by the city at large. Partners for a Better Bryan spokesman Bobby Gutierrez says they will continue to collect petition signatures.
It looked like it was being thrown on the backs of council, which is something that we initiated, and we certainly didn't want it to be a council-driven item. We were just going for the same consideration that they've done in the previous, and it just kind of got a little blown out, the proportions, so we want to go ahead and make it a petition, a signature-driven petition.
Gutierrez says they're about halfway towards meeting the approximate 1,400 signatures required to put it on the ballot for next year's city election. Their proposal would still require the council's 5 single-member representatives to live in their respective districts, but the election would include all Bryan voters. 2 Bryan residents are accused of making plans to kill a College Station police officer. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the allegations involve the mother and a male relative of a woman who was arrested last Friday following a 2-mile slow-speed pursuit.
While the individual the officer had arrested was in jail, she made phone calls, and during these phone calls to her mother, the mother made comments indicating that she wished for the officer to be located and killed.
The mother, 46-year-old Luisa Navarro, and 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott were arrested for retaliation. Flieger says Lott is accused of approaching the officer while he and his family were attending church. The officer was able to convince Lott he was not the man he was looking for. Flieger says Lott is also accused of asking other members of the congregation if the officer carried a gun when he was off duty. Authorities are still looking for those responsible in 2 armed robberies last month at the Reveille Ranch Apartments on Welborn Road. Bryan police issued a news release Wednesday stating investigators have confirmed Texas A&M football player Speedy Noyle is not a person of interest in a July 23rd holdup and was never considered as a person of interest in a July 21st robbery.
Because that has, hurt his reputation, we want to make sure it's clear that he is not a person of interest in either one of those robberies.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the department does not typically comment on active investigations and people who have been interviewed, but McKeithen says it was done after speculation on the internet. Anyone who has information about the robberies is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. College Station Police continued their investigation of a crash at this time yesterday that killed a local man. 25-year-old David Wisneski was a passenger in a pickup that rear-ended a semi-trailer. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening, and the driver of the semi was not hurt. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies as we go through today, with temperatures getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm popping up through this afternoon. Tonight's skies partly cloudy, low temperature by morning into the mid-70s. Sunshine with occasional clouds on Friday, mid-90s at least. Very isolated storms if they occur at all. Mid-70s on Friday night. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and well up in the 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, here you go. It's about 9 after. A former Apple store worker in Canada put his old business card up for auction online, and he's selling the thing for thousands of dollars. Probably wondering what would make it so unique that this guy's business card would be able to sell for thousands of dollars.
I am.
Okay. His name is Sam Sung. Not related to all the Apple famous competitors, Samsung, but, there you go. Worked for Apple Store. His name was Sam Sung. Apparently somewhat of a novelty. It's generated some bids on eBay. Mr. Sung promises he'll donate all the proceeds to the Children's Wish Foundation for Sick Kids. So, in addition to the business card.
Promises, promises.
Yeah, Mr. Kung. Now, come on.
Hey.
Mr. Sung is throwing in an old uniform and an Apple Store lanyard. So, there you are. That's kind of cool. All right, about 10 after. Adam's here this morning from BTU. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great time for you to be here because we keep thinking this may be the week that we hit 100. We haven't yet, which is kind of neat. But
it's been nice. It's been...
But, you know, you guys are kind of like the dentist. You do everything you can to keep people from spending too much money.
Absolutely. The reason I'm here today is to remind people that we have the Smart Home program available where we will give you an incentive or a rebate for doing solar screens, windows, or insulation. And so, yes, we ultimately want to keep people to conserving energy, and we want to give them some money back if they do it.
Folks, what it is if they generate enough energy, use it all here, and then they've got some left over, they go sell it on the market, which is good for your bottom line, right? I mean, that's good for us as customers of BTU, right?
It's good for everybody.
Now, tell me, how do you base your program so that they spend X number of dollars to get X back? How does that work?
That's a good question. So we have basically a calculation that we run that we pulled some deemed savings from a study that the Public Utility Commission of Texas had done. So we use that, but we also use a minimum 10%, maximum 25% of whatever the customer spends out of their pocket. So whether they have a contractor do that, they just got to turn in final copies of final invoices. If they do it themselves, then they can just turn in copies of their receipts. But we guarantee back whatever you do that's approved, we guarantee you back at least 10%. So,
okay. Basically, how long does it take to process that?
2 weeks.
Okay. So there you are. So it's a great time if the cost of it is something that's keeping you from doing it. Again, get anywhere from, 10 to 25% back
to
25,
for
approved stuff. So we think about solar screens, that I guess they have to be on the east and west side of the house, or does that matter?
Yes, it does. We say predominantly east or west.
Okay.
There's a lot of homes in our area that have a weird orientation to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're not true east-west, that's fine. We'll work with you on that. That's part of our pre-approval process.
Okay. And then windows, of course. Now, those, I mean, I guess you can hang your own solar screens. That's not too difficult. Putting in new windows, you kind of have to be pretty good at it. But what are some other things that individuals can do themselves that they maybe are not thinking of right now?
Well, attic insulation is one of those things. There's a few stores here locally that will rent the equipment where you can go buy bags of insulation and install it yourself.
Okay.
If you're doing like a blown-in fiberglass or blown-in cellulose, that's something that's actual doable for the homeowner. Things that are not part of our smart home program that you can also do, of course, is changing out your light bulbs to CFLs, LEDs. Changing out your air filter once a month right now with as hot as it is. I mean, those are all things that, you know, again, are not part of our smart home program, but will help you save money over the long run.
Sure. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to our website, www.btutilities.com, or just give us a call at 821-5715. Ask to speak to someone in regards to smart home. And we'll talk to you. We'll walk you through the process and answer any questions that you may have.
All right, it's a deal. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been a pretty neat week. We're only at Thursday, and we've already gotten two pieces of pretty good news about our area and how the economy is good.
We're popular.
We are. We had the Nerd Wallet thing that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes came out with their stuff. time to take a minute to to look at the other side of the coin, okay? This is from the Anniston Star in Anniston, Alabama, their editorial. It's newsworthy that Forbes.com thinks so much of Calhoun County that it placed us on their list of best small places for business and careers. We're number 179. Sounds good in theory, considering everything that the Anniston, Oxford, Jacksonville area has been through with the closing of Fort McClellan, high unemployment, bad publicity because of chemical weapons and the PCB pollution, lackluster commercial development. It's easy to believe there's no more snake bit place in the Southeast over the last 20 years. So this indeed is good news, if you will. We're not in last place. That goes to Madera, California, number 185. And we're not even in the bottom five. But we're at 179, which is the lowest ranked metropolitan area in Alabama.
Aww.
There's no way to spin it, really. That is what it is, and it stinks. The county's movers and shakers tried to put a happy face on it on Tuesday, but how do you find positive is such a depressing list? You don't, said Kurt Binghauser, who is the senior editor for Forbes, who wrote in an email to the Star to say that the places at the bottom could be deemed amongst the worst places for business in the country. Wonderful. We know that. The mayor knows that. The Chamber of Commerce knows that. Incremental progress is taking place despite the 179 ranking. Look no further than McClellan. That's the military installation. To offer but one example, it's not the same place today that it was 5 years ago. Improvements are happening. Or look at it this way. Of the top 10 small places for business and careers in Forbes' list, seven are college towns. Fargo, North Dakota, College Station, Texas, Mankato, Minnesota, Logan, Utah, Columbia, Missouri, Lafayette, Indiana, and Auburn. That translates into younger, more educated, more progressive populations and industries eager to tap into that workforce here in Calhoun County. That should be sending a sober message. There you go. That's from guys on the other end. We're happier to be here, okay? We like it. Attendees at a recent New York Mets game, a little baffled when some free souvenirs were handed out that had the logo of a rival team. The first 15,000 fans who arrived at Sunday's Mets game were given toy trucks in Mets packaging.
Okay.
One keen-eyed fan noticed, howsomever, a slight change. The toy truck itself had the logo of the Philadelphia Phillies on the side. And, of course, because everybody carries a phone, a camera with them now, and a lot of people have Twitter, it didn't take long for folks to find out. However, no others had, apparently it was just a onesie. He was the only one who got it. So something different. So a senior citizen living and drinking alone in China, been so desperate for conversation that he drunk dialed the police 1,483 times.
Holy
in the last year.
Oh,
how many?
1,483. The man often requests officers to come to his residence to help him resolve small crises like forgetting where he put his keys. So I'm kind of
it's about three times a day.
Yeah, sorry about that happens. When a Florida man was pulled over for running a stop sign, he probably didn't figure that he'd end up in jail. It seems that Judas Extanas argued with the deputy about the stop. And because what happened is he runs the stop sign and he said, you know, that wasn't the case. He actually sat in his car waiting for his ticket as the officer was writing that up. But that wait was just a little bit too long for him. So instead of being patient, he called 911 to complain that the deputy was writing the ticket too slowly.
Okay.
for his trouble,
nah, you deserve it.
He's arrested and charged with misusing 911 on top of everything else. So just saying it might happen. Don't know if you watch House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of gotten hooked.
It's good.
I'm a little bit hooked. I've got about five more episodes, and then I'm going to be jonesing for the next season. When is the next season, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, now you're telling me that. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to finish it. Anyway, the latest cover of Entertainment Weekly has Kevin Spacey and Julia Louis-Dreyfus swapping television roles. He wears a wig and makeup and pearls to emulate Dreyfus as the Veep, That's Selena Miller and her Meyer and her show. Dreyfus, for her part, slips back or pulls her hair back and then gets her hands bloody to imitate Spacey as Frank Underwood in House of Cards, who does kill people. The exchange is on the cover of this week's magazine. 25 best characters on the TV issue. Underwood topped the list. Meyer is second. She's not the second best character. He may be the best character on TV right now. But I don't watch a lot of TV, but it's a well-written show. Kind of enjoy that. An aspirin every day now might keep cancer away.
What? Really?
Yeah. New study shows that a daily aspirin does not say the dosage. I was looking for that. But it may reduce the odds of developing or dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer.
Really? It's really interesting.
The lead research being done by the Center for Cancer Prevention at Queen Mary University in London says that people between the ages of 50 and 65 would benefit most from a daily aspirin. Web.com's news center says that gastrointestinal bleeding is the most serious side effect of taking daily aspirin. The research found that taking aspirin for 10 years could cut colon risk by around 35% and deaths by about 40%.
No kidding.
Man, that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Obviously, hopefully, there'll be some more studies on that.
For a very simple medicine that's been around for years.
Yes.
Hundreds of years.
And exactly.
And it says for cancer, the esophagus and stomach cancers, we're talking 30% as well. And in some cancers, in case of deaths, 35 to 50%. So, yeah, you're right. It has. It's been around a while, does a lot of stuff, and apparently does even more. Again, we don't know what the dosage was, but hopefully there will be some follow-up studies so that we can hear a little bit more. Got to be some, have to be someplace where there'll be some funding in America for that as well. So we'll see. All right, it's 821.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand-new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
There's good news from the job market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a drop last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 289,000 first-time filings, 14,000 fewer than the previous week. Last week's new claims tally was the second lowest so far this year, and it suggests the job market is improving. Wendy's posted a bigger second-quarter profit right in line with Wall Street forecasts. Sales for restaurants open a year or more were up nearly 4% from the prior second quarter. Wendy's also announced all company-owned outlets in Canada will be sold to franchisees. T-Mobile could attract a new suitor. The chairman of Dish Network says his company would have an interest in acquiring T-Mobile now that Sprint has dropped its pursuit of the wireless provider. Wall Street futures are pointing higher this morning. Analysts say investors are weighing geopolitical concerns with signs the domestic economy is improving. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. It was about this time of year, 3 years ago, that I first heard the commercials for Activate. Then, like now, the new year brings on some new resolutions, and 3 years ago, mine was to lose some weight. So, I tried Activate, and let me tell you, it really worked. I lost 75 pounds in just 7 months, and I've kept it off ever since. Now, I'm not kidding, 75 pounds. Now, you talk about feeling good. I do. I have much more energy to do so many things these days. Activate is safe and effective. It's a combination of 8 natural minerals that simply allows your body to burn the fat and calories at an accelerated rate. Now, if you don't like it, they refund your money. It's that simple. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Well, we just had an election not too long ago. Did your candidate get in? Voting is one of the great and most sacred rights of being an American. The ability to have a direct and decisive say in who represents you and who actually makes the laws that we live by is a great thing. Of course, we don't always exercise our constitutional right. Sometimes, too much. For example, when Denny James ran for alderman of Centerville, Mississippi, he sure looked like a shoe-in. Everybody liked Denny. He was a great guy. In fact, Denny was so well-liked that he ran unopposed in the election. Now, nobody wanted to run against this favorite son. Evidently, the whole town of Centerville felt that way because the election was such a foregone conclusion that nobody bothered to come out and vote. Why bother? Denny was the only candidate. Well, Denny didn't even go vote for himself. Now, that's confidence. Except, of course, in Mississippi, the state law dictates that a candidate must receive at least one vote to be elected. Well, the election was declared void, and no one got the job. Now, voters can be a little too callous sometimes. In Milton, Washington, Boston Curtis ran for precinct committee. He won. That's when it was discovered that Boston was a mule. That's right. The town was not amused. We have found at least 31 different times that dead people have been elected to office. Now, that can't be good. George Califano and Peter Lambert, well, they ran for mayor and split the vote, 531 for each candidate. 7 times. Seems that no one in their town was willing to change their mind or their vote. Finally, Pete Conrad ran in the 8th election and won by one vote. But the one that really made me laugh, and I thought you might like to hear too, was when William Smith of Waukegan, Illinois, was elected Lake County Auditor. He ran a good, clean campaign, all right, and was ready and prepared to serve to the best of his ability as the newly elected public servant. But there was one glitch. It's a little-known fact that there was one other small item on the ballot, a referendum, on the same ballot as well, a referendum to eliminate the office of Lake County Auditor. And it passed. Will was elected and put out of a job all in the same day.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Today, everything you need to know about the massive Russian password hack and what you need to do right now. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
The main thing you need to know about the Russian password hack is this. They got away with over a billion usernames, passwords, and email addresses. You need to be proactive right now. First, don't waste your money on security firms who will scan a list of compromised names and passwords to see if yours is on there. With over 420,000 websites hacked, it is. Next, change all your passwords again. If possible, change your usernames for all your accounts too. Third, do not use the same password for all your accounts. Fourth, passwords need both upper and lowercase letters, a number or two, and at least one symbol. Write them down and keep them somewhere safe. Finally, monitor your bills from stores and credit cards very carefully for at least the next 6 months. Read more and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Supporters of changing who could vote for Bryan council members are about halfway to collecting petition signatures. Partners for a Better Bryan spokesman Bobby Gutierrez says that means the proposed change to the city charter will be part of next year's city election. He says the idea of the city at large electing single-member district council members has received overwhelming support since opponents spoke at a recent council meeting.
That's when we've been able to collect the most amount of signatures. Generally, you know, you don't get that many people to show up for something when they're for it. They show up when they're against it.
Gutierrez says anyone who thinks the council's consideration of automatically adding the proposal to this November's ballot came from the council is mistaken.
They were doing that because citizens, you know, myself and Partners for a Better Bryan, we decided, you know, we asked them to do that, and they were doing that for us, and turned out to be something completely different. When it turned that way, we decided let's just pull it and we'll continue gathering our signatures.
Approximately 1,400 signatures need to be certified to place a charter change request on the ballot. The Vice President for Finance and Administration at Texas A&M is leaving.
BJ Crane's email didn't give a reason, only saying her decision will allow her to transition into another phase after 31 years with the A&M system. The news comes with less than a month before the fall semester is to begin at A&M. Crane's email said interim President Mark A. Hussey is expected to have news on her successor by the end of the month. James Stanley, TSN News.
Since the announcement, it's been revealed that Crane will become the special assistant to the vice chancellor and dean for College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, a pay cut the Texas Tribune estimates at about $200,000, according to public records. A&M also has interim vice presidents leaving student affairs and marketing and communications. Bryan Police has taken the unusual step of announcing someone is not a person of interest in a crime. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that follows online speculation regarding two armed robberies last month at Reveille Ranch Apartments that has damaged the reputation of Texas A&M football player Speedy Noyle.
Investigators reached out to Devontae Noel, who contacted us back, cooperated fully with the investigation, and was able to provide us information that he was out of town on the date of July 23rd, and investigators were able to confirm that information.
And Noyle was never considered a person of interest in a holdup 2 days earlier.
Based on the fact that the victim in that case was unable to give us an ID or any kind of identifying information on the suspect until like the next day, and it was still kind of vague.
Anyone who has information about the robberies is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Two relatives of a woman arrested by a College Station policeman last Friday are now in jail, accused of planning to kill the officer. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott of Bryan is accused of going to the officer's church the day after the relative was arrested.
The officer was off duty with his family at a church service in Bryan when he was approached by a male. This male was attempting to locate the officer. The off-duty officer was able to convince him, verbally convince him, that he was not the person he was looking for and was able to leave with his family that time. Officer was able to learn later on that this individual was inquiring from other church members as to whether the officer carried a gun or not when he was off duty.
Flieger says the mother of the woman who was arrested, 46-year-old Luisa Navarro, was arrested for telling her daughter over the phone she wished the officer would be found and killed. Last Friday, 29-year-old Stephanie Navarro was arrested following a 2-mile slow-speed pursuit from College Station to her home in Bryan, where she was wanted on 3 warrants dating back 5 years. At this time yesterday, the intersection of George Bush and Harvey Mitchell was shut down following a crash that took the life of a College Station man. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the investigation is continuing.
It involves representatives of our Criminal Investigations Division, our Traffic Unit, and our Crime Scene Unit. And as they continue that investigation, it's possible we may have to close portions of the roadway at a later date, but we'll be notifying the public before that does occur.
Flieger says what is known so far is a pickup going south on Harvey Mitchell rear-ended a semi. The front seat passenger in the pickup, 25-year-old David Wisneski, was killed. The driver was taken to the hospital with what were non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The state capitol was closed part of the day Wednesday after powder found in an envelope was determined to be not dangerous. What the substance was not disclosed. The envelope was in the office of Senator Kel Seliger of Amarillo. DPS says it was mailed from a state prison. Troopers blocked access to part of the East Wing basement where lawmakers have offices. WTAW News Time, now 8:37. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust, where local bankers and customers know each other. Everyone talks about customer service, but we live by it. It's the principle this bank was founded on and our commitment to you every day. We invite you to experience the difference real customer service can make when you bank locally. Stop by any of our 5 convenient locations or contact our customer service department directly at 260-5100. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates exhibition, ropes course, zip line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, rainforest, and aquarium pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the lazy river with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand weekend concert series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. For years, I've told people that the greatest advantage of Harvey Wurstbangers is how unique we are, that the greatest disadvantage of Harvey Wurstbangers is also how unique we are. People just didn't know what to think of us, and I understand why. I'm glad to say that folks are finally appreciating just how special we truly are. I've told you that in the last 6 months, we've been featured in Bon Appetit Online, Travel and Leisure Online, National Coin Op Magazine, CNBC, among others. We just finished filming as a featured destination on the Texas Bucket List to be aired in September. July marked our 19th record month in a row, and for a business that opened in 1998, I think that says something. People not only here in the Brazos Valley, but also from all over the country are taking notice. Whether it's our great homemade food made from scratch, our wonderful selection of Texas craft beers, our state-of-the-art laundry area, the area's most popular drop-off service, or just being able to say you've been to one of America's weirdest restaurants, you need to come check us out. Harvey Wurstbangers, if we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit's not working, you need something to keep you cool while they work on yours, they'll get a loaner there for you. 690-2278. Here we are.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies as we go through today, with temperatures getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm popping up through this afternoon. Tonight, skies partly cloudy, low temperature by morning into the mid-70s. Sunshine with occasional clouds on Friday, mid-90s at least. Very isolated storms if they occur at all. Mid-70s on Friday night. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a wallop in the 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kind of a nice way of saying it ain't happening, but there you are. All right, now.
It maybe could.
Yeah. Now, the things that really make a difference. What really makes a difference in your quality of life?
Negative signs.
Very nice. Frozen pizza.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah, okay. It really does what?
Make a difference in my life.
It does, yes. Frozen pizza. How to make it more like fresh.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Here we go. Cook the pizza right on the oven rack.
Yes.
Duh.
Frozen dough is completely different than fresh dough. Any ice crystals on there make it soggy. Forget the cookie sheet, okay? Don't do the pizza stone thing. Put it right there on the rack, okay? You get a crispier, crunchier crust there. Second, aerate the crust. Before you take the plastic off the pizza, flip it over, okay, and open the back. And with a fork, you poke holes in there, okay? That allows the steam to escape from under the toppings, okay? And it'll be firmer crust.
Oh.
Okay, see? And then add toppings. Grate a little extra cheese.
Yeah.
Throw some veggie things on there, or other ingredients that you'd like.
Bacon.
Liverwurst.
No.
Okay. Anyway, and that will give it a fresher flavor. And you can also brush olive oil or garlic butter on the crust just before it's finished cooking to kind of kick it up a notch.
Totino's doesn't have enough crust to do that.
Okay, so, but I'm telling you, see, there are things that can be done to make it a worthwhile deal for you. Okay. And now, as we continue on the food front, America has a new favorite nut.
Almond?
It is.
It is.
It is the almond.
Replacing the peanut?
Yes. The country's appetite for almonds has grown more than 220% since 2005.
It's because they're good for you.
Well, they are. You know, it made me think of the Portlandia episode about how we were going to be able to get broccoli to Fred Armisen.
I love Portlandia.
It is. It's a great show. It is. A little bit bizarre. But anyway, it's gone up 220%.
Wow.
Faster than the demand for pecans or walnuts or macadamias or cashews or peanuts.
Less than you're in China.
Because they do like their pecans over there. The rise is even more startling when compared to the early 1970s, when the average U.S. American ate just over a quarter of a pound of almonds per year. Now they consume 2 pounds a year. I love them.
I think I consumed a pound a month for a little while. The raw almonds,
yeah, uh-huh.
If you ate them nice and slow, it almost tasted like amaretto.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Listen to you. Okay.
Well, we ate what we did because they were in with the rest of the mix of nuts that we bought.
Well, the thing is, I think there was a perception that almonds were more expensive.
Oh, okay.
You know, that you could only afford peanuts kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But what's happened is Americans, for one, aren't nearly as worried about the fat intake mm-mm. as they once were. According to the University of Michigan in a 2011 report, nuts were considered unhealthy due to their high fat content. However, this perception has changed over the past decade. The shift away from traditional sources of protein like red meat has also made this nut increasingly popular because then you do get the protein that you do need.
And those are very healthy oils.
Yes.
Yes.
And people just snack more, too.
Sure.
Now, there's a rise in veganism and vegetarianism, so that helps as well to have people taking in their protein in ways other than you would red meat. And, well, even almond milk, which is really...
That's so stupid.
It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it even tastes fine, but you're...
It's very inefficient.
It is. Yeah. Thank you. That's right.
Yeah, it's really inefficient. So, and, you know, it's something different. But almonds, the new diet.
It makes cereal taste funny.
Does it?
I think it does.
Yeah. Well, I don't use it, so anyway. Florida woman allegedly shoplifted because of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. God made me do it.
That's right. Nancy Mullis, age 53. Again, it's in Florida. Swiped a $3 bag of Raisinets. That's a pretty big bag, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know what that costs. But anyway, from Cumberland Farm Store, once she was outside, police say that she flaunted the stolen property at the store clerk. Why'd you do that? Cited for theft. Police say that her crime spree didn't end there. She then headed down the road to the discount family store, the dollar store, and caused a scene while waving her arms wildly and cursing. She's accused of flipping over a newspaper stand, knocking several items off the shelves. Police ask why she did it. She reportedly said she could do what she wanted to because she is God. Oh, never mind. Yeah, she is God. Her deity status didn't stop the officers, however, from taking her into custody. So, just saying. Then there's the story from New York of the 22-year-old woman named Sarah Espinoza. Got drunk, plowed her Prius very quietly into a local fire station. Slammed into two trucks parked inside. When police arrived, Sarah had a 2-foot python wrapped around her neck.
Whoa!
As people do. Police say it turns out the woman had just shoplifted a serpent from Petco.
Wow. Holy cats.
How do you do that?
Jeez.
Anyway, Sarah, for her part, treated for minor injuries and major stupidity.
There's not a cure for that.
Snake was returned to Petco apparently unhurt. What a ride, though. What do you think he said to the other snakes when he got back?
Man, you wouldn't believe what this chick did.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash
cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-213-9850 now.
News Talk 1620 WTAW may make 100 today, may make 100 this week. Actually, we've got some clouds out there right now, which is kind of nice. Getting a little bit of a little break on that. So we'll see how that all works out for you. But in the meantime, no mention of rain in the forecast anywhere near here. There is no rain any place in Texas right now. So we'll see. Have trouble going to sleep? Tossing and turning? All that kind of stuff? Okay. Here's this guarantee. This is guaranteed to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, guaranteed to work. Okay, we've talked about if you lay in bed for 15 minutes, you can't fall asleep. Not going to work. Get up and do something. According to Brian Allman, and we'll get you. He's a sleep specialist. This method always works, and if it doesn't, we'll get you Brian's contact info so you can get back to him. All right. So you're laying in bed. Count your inhale breaths only, not your exhales. Just your inhales. Count them from 1 to 100, and you will never get to 100. You will fall asleep.
I'm going to try it, but I'm going to try to stay awake.
Inhale breaths only, though, right?
Yeah, correct. That's right. Exactly. So we'll see.
Okay.
See how that works.
52.
Well, don't do it now. Yeah. A reenactment.
The show does that by itself.
That's right. Another important fact about your sleep is that you will wake up in the morning thinking the same way you went to sleep. If you were stressed when you went to bed, you're going to wake up stressed. If you're in a bad mood when you fell asleep, then you'll wake up that way. So the best thing to do is get rid of all the negative thoughts, wash away, wash away, wash away. Then you wake up happy. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, you heard of them?
Yep.
Sure.
They've been on the scene since 1977.
Wow, sir.
This week, the band finally got its first number one album.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yep.
Since saw that.
1977. Never.
We made
ever.
It, guys.
Yeah, here we go. Hypnotic Eye sold 131,000 copies for the week, ending Sunday, according to SoundScan from the Nielsen people. Some of those sales came from concert ticket bundles. If you bought a seat to see Tom live on his current tour, you got the CD for free. Still counts as a sale, though. What's interesting is number two this week is Eric Clapton. Everything old is new again.
Yeah, for real.
Appreciation for J.J. Cale. He's done a thing called The Breeze, which is, you know.
J.J. Cale was awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Anyway. Maroon 5 has never performed at the MTV Video Awards. I didn't know that.
Good.
I like Maroon 5.
I do, too. But the band will do that for the 2014 edition.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry.
Shoot.
They got a new album out on September the 2nd. The stuff itself is going on August 24th at the Forum, so I guess that's kind of what it is.
I like to think real music stays as far away from MTV now as possible.
That's why they're doing it on August the 24th, because the album comes out on the 2nd, so that's why they're doing that. Make it 7 times for Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood to host the CMA Awards. 48th annual CMAs will be handed out in November the 5th at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. ABC will air that, so there you go, you've got that. Before the Marx Brothers made movies, they got their start in vaudeville,
yep.
And then on the Broadway stage, and their first musical was I'll Say She Is, hit the boards back in 1924 and has never been revived until now.
Oh.
That could be kind of cool.
I think so.
I mean, the idea that they do a revival for something, you know, like the third revival of a show that came out 50 years ago,
yeah.
That's not nearly the same as we're talking about, because this is, I mean, yeah, this is from 1924.
So I'll say she is.
Yeah, 90 years ago, so we'll see. The show...
It'll be a dilly.
That's right. The New York portion of this year's Fringe Festival has a new production of the show, now playing off-Broadway at the Sheen Theater on Bleecker Street. So there you go. Ready for the latest in video technology? Hope you've been saving up your pennies. Samsung has released their brand-new curved television. Provides an enhanced viewing experience, more immersive than just your plain old flat screen.
So how much does immersive cost?
Oh, I knew you were going to get to that because it was such a great story until we were going to have to tell you. It's a 78-inch version. How's that?
Wow.
Huh? I mean, this is not for your average couch tater. You can get a whole bunch of taterettes in there for that. 78-inch version available on pre-order now. It can be yours for $34,000.
Oh, I was told that.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin and accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-213-9850 now.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. We had this story yesterday, but I kind of wanted to talk a little bit more about it. Just I'd read some more about it. The police officer in Marlin who was angry at the people shopping in the store.
Oh, I saw that.
Man. Okay, so I mean, he pretty much did a rant on
Yeah, he went off.
Facebook, this is the first day of the month, the day I absolutely love going to the grocery store. After putting in 120 hours last month, I love to be able to see the useless, lazy thing we can't say, spend the hard-earned money my working friends and I provide for them so they can sit on their other stuff we can't say.
Took
all,
us.
Oh, yeah, all month long and drink beer that I'm paying for. And, you know, they brought it. Oh, and he says, and it makes me want to help them put their groceries into their Escalade with their $4,000 rims. Screenshot of the post soon got sent to the local newspaper. Once it went viral, the Marlin police chief, Daryl Allen, was made aware of it. Now this this guy, what's his name? Rob Douglas is a sergeant. He's been placed on paid administrative leave while investigating the post and whether or not it violates any policy. But, you know, he said what a lot of people think.
Yep.
You know? I mean,
he just did it out loud.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe shouldn't have, but anyhow. The top chocolate-consuming countries, pounds per person. Belgium's in at number 8.
All right.
Number 7 is U.S. America.
They say if it's per capita or just...
It just pounds in pounds per person. No, 12 pounds per person per year in U.S. America. Man. Austria is number 6, number 5 is Norway, number 4 is Germany, number 3 is Switzerland, number 2 is Ireland. Why Ireland? Why Ireland? I find that interesting.
Chocolate and French fry, potatoes.
Well, but again,
sense.
You talk about Belgium and Austria and Switzerland.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
they make great chocolate. Mm-hmm. And I know maybe Ireland does. I'm not sure. Anyway, number 1 is the UK, 22 pounds per person per year. Man, that's a lot. That's a lot. So, I guess it makes sense Broadway musicals are coming to China. Billboard.com says a $323 million center dedicated to the production of musicals will be located 30 miles outside of Beijing. 30 miles for now. The 1 million square foot space will have theaters, classrooms, and other facilities. They're going to be teaching those, they're going to do Mandarin language productions there. Well, again, but it's China. I mean, you know, anything they decide they want to do, they're going to do a bunch of it.
I want to see cats in Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, really. Oh, and we'll do a story on it tomorrow. Uber has come to Beijing. You know, the ride service?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different over there, but we'll talk. Well, because, well, you can't make money off of it.
Oh,
all you're doing is you're paying the driver whatever his expenses are. But the thing is, it's getting very difficult to get a license over there because there's so many people. So, you know, we'll see. The Purple Heart. This is the Order of the Purple Heart was designated by George Washington on this date in 1782. And Barry Bonds passed Hank Aaron in 2007 in home runs. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station. Brian. Fox.